Chapter 4. "Enough feasting," I said, and I dropped my cutlery onto the plate once I'd enjoyed a bit of my meal. "Our night will begin now." The High Council abandoned their silverware and pushed back from the table as they straightened out their clothing. I peered at my coven, who sat beside me. "My loves, please do as you wish. Drink and dance the night away. Get the maids to collect you more food. We won't be leaving for a good few hours, so make yourselves at home."
"Of course, my lord,"
they all replied in unison. As Samara, Nyx, Marina, Cersei, and Morgana happily drank back their wine, I ordered Madame Mara to lead me through the castle. "I want the room with the biggest bed," I smirked.
"Only the best for you, my lord."
The blonde-haired witch took my arm as she led me up a flight of stone stairs, and the other 8 women followed on behind us. I didn't pay a huge amount of attention to the decor and architecture as we walked through the castle, but I did notice a set of red satin curtains, more oil portraits, and a variety of candles were nestled in every wall. The gothic vibes appeared to continue all throughout the castle, and after 5 minutes of walking, we came across a black wooden door with a golden handle. Mara motioned for me to go ahead, and the room hidden inside was just what I was after. The walls were painted red with black detailing that ran across the ceiling. Tall, thin black candelabras had been placed in every corner, and a crystal chandelier hovered over us in the center of the ceiling. But the main focal point was the bed. The incredibly large bed, which looked big enough to sleep all 9 women quite comfortably. A white satin comforter had been placed neatly over the bed, and 5 sets of thick, fluffy pillows rested up against the oak headboard.
"This is my room."
"Please tell me you all sleep in here together."
"I apologize, my lord,"
she smirked.
"But unfortunately, this room is for me only, except for this evening, of course."
Although it may not have been the fantasy I'd pictured in my mind, I knew the scenes from this evening were going to stay with me for years to come. My cock hardened at the thought of all 9 women displayed on the large bed, and I could see in their eyes they had the same visions as I did. The Wicca High Court couldn't take their eyes off me, and I found myself getting lost in the gaze of the witch with the darkest, blackest hair I'd ever seen. Her eyes, like her hair, were as dark as night, but her pupils were silver. I couldn't believe I hadn't noticed how breathtakingly beautiful she was before now, but now that I'd noticed her, I couldn't look away. Her skin was flawless, and it reminded me of white porcelain. Her nose and lips looked slightly too small for her face, and her black hair hung like velvet over her shoulders and down her chest. "You," I said, with my finger pointed to the black-haired witch. "Tell me your name."
"Nova, my lord."
"Nova, get down on your knees and unbutton my pants." As the witch crouched to the floor, she brushed her hands down my sides and placed them over the front of my pants. I knew she could feel my dick in her hands, but I was desperate to feel her tongue as she brought it into her mouth. The rest of the women stood patiently, but I had a job for them, too. "Mara, remove my shirt. The rest of you remove your own clothing. I need to see what hides underneath." I noticed shaking hands as the women fought against the buttons and zips of their outfits, but even as they did so, their eyes remained firmly on me. Then I sensed the pressure loosen against my cock as Nova unzipped my pants and brought them down my legs, and I thought I was going to explode there and then. The sight of the naked women and Nova's face inches away from my leaking dick was almost too much for me to bear. "Take it into your mouth."
"With pleasure, my lord."
Her delicate hands handled my cock with such care, and I let out a moan as I felt her warm, wet mouth take in as much as she could manage. Nova's head bobbed back and forth as her tongue licked and played with my hardened member, and I noticed the desperation on the faces of the other women in front of me. All of them were completely naked, and Mara slipped off her dress once she'd finished with my cloak and shirt. Their bodies were all so different, Some had smaller, perkier breasts, whereas others were larger and more full-bodied. Each witch had slender, slim waists, and all of them, apart from one, had bare, naked pussies. It was a glorious image, and my cock throbbed as I thought about filling each of them with my dark children. My hands became lost in Nova's hair as I thought about my next order, but I knew there was only one thing I needed to see. "All of you get on the bed," I said as I nodded toward the end of the room. "Prepare yourselves for me in any way you wish." I watched in pleasure as the eight naked witches took themselves over to the bed, settled themselves down, and then opened their legs as their hands went roaming. The sight of their fingers playing with their wet pussies caused me to jerk forward, and my cock slipped down Nova's throat. She gagged slightly, but then she continued to suck and moan like nothing had ever happened. "Nova," I said as I patted her head, "your sinful mouth is about to bring me my release. As much as I love the feeling of your tongue on my cock, I ask that you join the others on my bed, where I can take you all over and over again."
"Of course, my lord,"
Nova replied as she stood upright. The dark-haired beauty quickly slipped from her clothing and took herself over to the bed. Now, all nine witches were lined up perfectly, and I couldn't wait to work myself across the line. It wasn't going to be long before they filled the castle walls with my name, and everyone in the vicinity would hear as I fucked these beautiful women. I started with the one on the far left. This witch had long, curly, light brown hair, and she had an innocent look on her face. She massaged her perky tits with both hands, and her legs were crossed at the ankles. "I want to look at you." I gently uncrossed her legs and positioned her feet flat on the bed, and the witch instantly widened her legs without me saying a word. Then I hovered over the innocent woman, took her arms in my hands, and pulled them away from her breasts. Those were mine to handle and love. "Tell me your name," I said as I stared deep into her glistening green eyes.
"Bella,"
she said quietly. "Do you wish for me to fuck you?" I grinned. "Do you wish to feel my seed flooding your fertile womb?"
"Yes,"
Bella replied breathlessly. "Oh, convince me," I said as I teased her stiffened nipple. "Tell me how much you ache for my cock."
"So bad,"
she groaned, and a shiver raced through her body.
"Dark Lord, please, please make me yours. Please pour your unholy seed into me so that I might birth your demonic children. I exist to serve you. I exist to be your creature, your witch, your possession."
The tips of my fingers ran down her bare stomach, with barely a whisper of a touch, and as I reached her pussy, I brushed one finger along the small strip of brown hair that sat there. Bella shivered again, but that was nothing compared to what happened when I parted her lips and pushed two fingers deep inside her soaking pussy.
"No, fuck,"
she moaned, and her back arched off the bed. I could tell how tight she was with just my fingers alone, and that was only going to cause more pleasure for my cock. But it wasn't enough. I needed more. "Mara," I ordered with a click of my fingers, "get down between Elena's legs. Bring her pleasure with your tongue and describe her taste to me."
"Of course, my lord,"
Mara said as she scrambled onto all fours. I glanced over to my right and noticed two other witches kissing passionately. One of them had her hands deep in the green hair of the other, and then she hooked her leg over the green-haired witch as they both let out deep, throaty moans. I quickly pulled my fingers out from Bella's pussy and grasped my cock to line it up with her entrance. Then I pressed back on her leg with the back of my hand, and soon Bella was spread open wide enough for me to fit. She was, by far, the smallest, slimmest High Council witch, but I never saw that as a bad thing. "Prepare yourself," I smirked. Before Bella had the chance to reply, I slammed my cock straight into her tunnel, and the witch let out a loud moan as she adjusted to my size. I held myself there for a short second, pulled out slightly, and then slammed in once again.
Mara!
Elena cried out from the other end of the bed.
Yes, yes, yes! Fuck!
Mara groaned as she pulled away from Elena and ran the tip of her tongue across her lips.
It's the sweetest nectar I've ever tasted, my lord. Elena, you're simply addictive.
Mara grasped Elena's hips as she ran her tongue up Elena's pussy in one straight line, and the sounds that came from the pair caused me to slam harder and deeper into Bella's tight pussy. Mara licked and sucked on Elena's clit, and the innocent mewls that came from Bella were like music to my ears.
Please, Satan, please.
Bella begged from beneath me.
I need to come.
I haven't had my fill just yet, I said as I worked her body with my cock. You can come when I tell you to. The bed creaked beneath us. But then I noticed the witches who were still bringing themselves satisfaction, Anne being one of them. But that was about to change. Anne, I spoke to the woman in the center. Take your pick of the witches around you. I want to watch as you make them come. Anne sat up and looked around at the women available to her, and then her eyes landed on a witch with short hair as white as bone and the brightest red eyes I'd ever seen.
Karma.
Anne smiled.
A bit karma.
As Anne situated herself between Karma's long legs and worked her way up the red-eyed woman's body, Bella's walls clamped around my cock as she stopped herself from reaching her release. The innocent-looking witch bit down on her bottom lip, and her eyes closed like the sensations were almost too much for her to cope with. Come, Bella, I commanded as I pounded into her one final time. Coat me with your juices and fill this castle with your scream.
Oh, shit! Fuck, Master, you feel so good!
I felt her body spasm as she reached her climax, and I halted my actions for a brief moment as I allowed Bella to relax. Then I slowly slipped from her body. Anne had positioned herself over Karma's face, and she held on to the headboard to keep herself steady as Karma made her come with her tongue. The two witches beside me stroked each other's bodies gently. Mara proceeded to attack Elena with her sensual sucks and licks, and the final four witches all ganged up together to help each other find their own releases. But it was time for me to choose my next woman, and I had my eyes on one in particular. This witch had sapphire blue hair, gray eyes, and magnificent full tits, which bounced in time with her movements. The witch currently embraced Nova, and I almost didn't want to break the two of them up. But I was eager to get my fill of everyone around me, and the sapphire-haired witch was who I wanted right now. Nova, find your fun with someone else, I said as I stepped down from the bed. This one is mine.
Don't have too much fun without me, Opal.
Nova winked. I'll be sure to have you both work on me soon. I grinned. Like with Bella, Opal positioned herself out in front of me, and the hungry look in her gray eyes helped to express her desire to feel my cock. Her bare pussy gleamed and glistened in the light of the chandelier, and the sight of her juices caused my cock to weep. Opal's soft skin brushed against me as she crossed her ankles around my back, and she kept her hands on her chest as she patiently waited for my next order. Is this what you're after? I asked as I lined the head of my cock up against her entrance.
Yes, Dark Lord. Make me yours.
I didn't have to be told twice, and within a matter of seconds I had sheathed my entire member in her warm tunnel. My skin slapped against hers as I pounded into Opal over and over again, and although she wasn't as tight as Bella, she still held some velvety resistance, and it caused the greatest pleasure to wash through my veins. Her moans filled the room, as well as the sounds of bodies becoming one, and it didn't take long for Opal to beg and plead. She so desperately needed to come, and I noticed the look on her face and how she fisted her hands to stop the pleasure from taking over. I wasn't going to impregnate them all this evening, since I wanted to save that gift for one woman in particular right now. but the feelings of Opal's sleek, tight pussy, as it squeezed my cock, made it incredibly difficult not to fill her so deeply with my sperm. Still, I needed to make sure the High Council were loyal to me, so until they could prove that, I was going to make the majority of them wait until they could receive my seed. It didn't help that the other High Council members had found their own interest in each other. The room smelled strongly of sex, and the scent alone created a monster inside of me that begged to be let free. I had to feed the crazed monster and give him what he wanted, and there was only one thing he craved. Once Opal reached her climax, and she coated my cock so much it dribbled down my thighs, I ordered Mara to take Opal's place. "Now, Mara, you're in luck this evening." I grinned. "I will fill you so deeply so you can bear my children, and I soon will do the same with the rest of you. But Mara, you have a decision to make. You must choose one other woman who will receive my seed this evening." I heard the excited, whispered gasps from the other women, and I knew they all wished to be picked, but the decision was down to Mara. She was their leader, after all, and her word was final.
"Effie,"
Mara said after some thought, and she pointed to the witch in question.
"I pick Effie, my lord."
Effie looked younger than the rest of them, but not by much. Her hair reached her waist and was pale orange in color, and she had one brown eye and one green. She'd been the first witch to believe I was Satan reborn, so I was pleased Mara picked her to carry my offspring first. "Very well," I nodded. "But for now, get on your back and spread your legs." Mara looked up at me through a curtain of her blonde hair, and then she nestled herself in between Nova and Opal. Then Mara massaged her tits in both hands, and the tip of her tongue licked her top lip from one corner to the other. I held her thighs in her hands, gave them a squeeze, and widened them slightly further apart, and then I closed the distance between them. I rubbed the head of my cock along her folds and collected as much juice as I could, and after a moment I slammed myself inside her tunnel.
"Fuck, oh fuck!"
A sinister smirk curled across my lips as I took in the delightful sight. Mara balled the comforter up in her hands, and she arched her back as she let out another roar. Her eyes squinted shut, and her breasts bounced as I pounded in for a second time. The head of the High Council continued to cry out in pleasure as I filled her tunnel, and her pussy clenched around me as she dug her heels into the bottom of my back. Red marks appeared on Mara's skin as I grabbed onto her sides, like signs that I'd taken her, and I growled in satisfaction. My cum-soaked cock slipped in and out without an issue, and my head became dizzy as I tried to fight off the various sensations that drove me crazy. "Are you ready?"
"Yes, the Dark Lord. I've always been ready. But I want to feel you. I need to feel you."
"Feel me do what?" I smirked.
"Feel me! Put a seed in my belly! Give me your children!"
"And I will. To you and Effie. Just watch me." Mara lifted her ass ever so slightly off the bed to meet my thrusts, and as she slowly opened her eyes, I noticed the glazed look that coated them. Her face blushed red, her legs tightened around me, and then she let out a cry that pierced through the walls of the room. I became crazy at the idea of my coven listening downstairs, and a grin crossed my face at the thought of it all. My hips bucked harder, my grasps became tighter, and I was seconds away from giving Mara everything she wished for.
"Oh, yes, right there!
Come on my command! Not a second before, got it?"
"Yes, Dark Lord."
"Oh, fuck! I can't fight it!"
"Then don't! Release inside me, Master! Now! I need you, Cole!"
Her begging was what brought me over the edge. My entire body trembled as my cock exploded, and I shot a load of sperm straight inside her. My heart pounded, and a fresh coating of sweat formed over my brow. The monster inside me rejoiced in delight, but I knew he was still hungry. I felt her every movement with my cock still deep inside her, and the slightest wriggle sent a spasm straight through my body.
Holy fuck!
Mara gulped as she regained her energy.
Did I please you, Master?
Oh, it was exactly as I had expected, I answered as I pulled out from her. You have pleased me greatly, and I cannot wait to see your stomach swell with my child.
It's all for you.
She smiled.
Everything we've done, and everything we'll always do, is for you, Dark One.
I cupped Mara's beautiful face with one hand, and then I assisted her as she sat up on the bed. I'll be sure to return to you later, I said as I placed a kiss on Mara's forehead. But I'm still hungry for more. Who wants me next?
Me, Master, please.
Anne begged.
I wish to feel you, my lord.
Karma pleaded.
Please, Cole, make me yours.
Elena added. Fear not, for I will fuck all of you this evening. I grinned. No one will leave this room unsatisfied. I spent the next hour taking the rest of the women one by one. It started with Anne, then Nova, followed by Elena, Karma, and a green-haired witch named Fleur. Each woman held their qualities and differences that made them unique and special. Some of the women longed for me to act on my dominance, whereas others enjoyed taking the reins. I didn't often allow that to happen, but it was a special occasion, so I allowed it. For example, Fleur much preferred to ride me with wild abandon, and she ordered Anne and Elena to keep a hold of my hands to keep me in position. I wasn't allowed to move until Fleur told me otherwise, and she let out a loud, high-pitched roar and screamed my name as she came. It was almost animalistic, and I loved every fucking second of it. But then it was time to handle my final witch of the night, and the ever-growing monster inside of me was desperate to come again. Effie had watched patiently as I took my turn with the other women, and I could sense she'd almost reached her climax on a number of occasions. Her multicolored eyes had a desperate look to them, and she grabbed onto the white comforter to help keep her emotions at bay. Effie, I said as I motioned her over with my hand, you have been incredibly patient this evening, and for that I will reward you. Is that something you're after?
Yes, my lord,
she answered as she climbed across the large bed.
I cannot even describe it. I want it so badly.
Do not worry. I smiled. Tonight is only the first night of many others that will come in the future.
Thank you, Dark Lord,
she said with a bow.
This is a privilege I never thought I'd receive.
But my cock is not your only reward, I said as I placed one hand on her shoulder. I want you to pick how I fuck you. So, which do you prefer? Would you like me to fuck you from behind? Would you like to ride my cock as I feel you? You decide.
However you wish to take me, my lord.
Effie smiled. Very well. I shrugged. Get on your knees. I kept my eyes on the glorious curves of her ass as Effie settled herself in front of me. Her hands grabbed onto the comforter, and she arched her back as she adjusted her legs slightly. I saw the faint notches of her spine and how the muscles in her arms tensed to keep herself upright, and desire burned like hellfire in my gut. I couldn't help myself as I palmed her ass in one hand, smoothed the skin out softly, and then slapped her ass with the flat of my hand. A sharp sting echoed around the room, mixed with Effie's satisfied groan. A red palm print had been left on her skin, but it faded more and more as every second passed. The sound of my skin slapping against hers became addictive, and it took everything in my power not to mark her with my palm. Instead, I wanted to mark her with my cock. I tugged my dick roughly as I eyed up her glistening entrance, held the tip of my member in place, and then slammed inside. Effie rocked forward from the force, but she kept herself upright and bounced straight back into me.
Fuck!
How does it feel? How does it feel having your master's cock so deep inside you?
Incredible. But I want it harder, Dark Lord. Harder.
As you please. I smirked. I pulled out until the tip was barely inside, grasped onto Effie's hips, and then forced myself into her damp pussy. Our sighs mixed together, and I saw the other witches watching us with dreamy looks in their eyes. They wanted to be in Effie's position. I knew that to be true. A tingling sensation ran through my balls as Effie's pussy welcomed me, and I knew it wasn't going to be long before I exploded inside of her and filled her with everything I had to give. But I had to last longer. I had to experience this gratification for as long as the monster would allow it. But the monster was a greedy fucker, and he could only be patient for so long.
Shit, master!
Effie sighed as she rocked back against me.
Yes, keep going.
I'm about to fill you with my seed. Tell me that you're ready to receive it. Tell me how much you want it.
I want it all. Fill every last inch of me. No, let me bear your unholy offspring.
I continued to pound into her warm hole for an additional few minutes, but the desire quickly overwhelmed me. Sweat dripped down my chest, and Effie's back shone with her own. The realization that I was the one to bring her such pleasure urged me to slam harder and harder. The bed frame creaked, the headboard slammed against the red wall, and my grunts and groans became deeper as the feeling became even more intense.
I need to come, my lord. Please, please allow me to come on your cock.
Not yet. The muscles in my legs tensed up as I rocked Effie back and forth. Her wet walls clenched around my dick, and it felt as though her pussy was about to milk me dry. My head spun, animalistic roars exploded from my chest, and the monster ordered me to release him. No!
Fuck!
Effie screamed as her body shook from the climax. I held the witch tight against me as my dick spurted, and I filled her body with every last drop I could provide. It seemed as though my balls were never going to be empty, and the desire to take the witches all over again quickly increased. I pulled out and away from Effie once my energy had restored, and I smirked as I noticed the thin dribble of cum that rolled down her inner thighs. I felt somewhat lightheaded, and the tense feeling in my muscles caused me to hold onto the bed for support, but the High Council noticed I needed to sit down, so they shuffled to the side, and I all but collapsed onto the soft mattress. I rolled onto my back, glanced up at the high red ceiling, and then felt Mara and Effie embrace me. They placed their arms over my stomach, and the other women behind them cuddled in close. There was a slight chill in the air, but the heat that radiated from everyone around me was more than enough to keep me warm. Mara moaned against my chest.
I never thought it would be as good as that. I did. As soon as I saw you defeat Aemon, I knew how powerful you would be in bed. And my lord, you did not disappoint.
I never do. I smirked.
It's not that I thought it wouldn't be good, but that was out of this world, and I don't think I'll ever be able to get enough. I'm ready for another round.
Nova laughed from somewhere behind Mara. We have time. Each of you will bear my children, I promise you that. You share me with many other women, but you all receive an equal amount of time with me.
As long as you are ours, that's all we care about.
Elena added. And you are. This group will grow, but you'll always be mine. We lounged on the bed for another hour, and at one point I thought I was going to fall asleep, but I was jostled awake every time one of the women moved or adjusted their positions. I could have quite easily spent the entire night in that bed, but I had to think about the women downstairs, and also the jobs we needed to complete. The Elder Lord and his constant threats were somewhere on the horizon, and I had to get everyone together before the Elder Lord could take his first step. Once we were dressed again, Mara led me back down the stone staircase and into the dining room, where half of my coven waited for us. They all wore smirks and grins that ran from ear to ear, and I knew they'd heard everything that had happened upstairs, which was exactly what I wanted. But before I could say a word or make any sort of movement, a feeling washed over me. It felt as powerful as a tsunami, and as the waves ebbed and flowed, the premonition grew greater. Something, or someone, was about to attack me.